This is the listening paper of the year 2012, year 9, final examination in English. You will hear two different texts, and you have to do a task on both of them. Task 1. You're going to hear the weather forecast of different parts of the USA. You will hear it twice. Read the statements below. Listen to the forecast and answer the questions by ticking the correct answer, A, B, or C. An example, 0, has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to read the statements.
Okay, let's look at the south of the USA. The south will see plenty of sunshine and very mild temperatures right through the coming weekend. Saturday will be great for college football games, with the average temperature of 20s from Texas to the Georgia coast. Virginia and North Carolina will see sunshine, but mostly 15 degrees, while much of central and southern Florida will reach 25 degrees. Okay, let's look at the Midwest. Much of the Midwest will be dry on Saturday. The exception will be from northern Minnesota to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, where snow showers will fall. High temperatures will only reach 10 degrees over parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. The lower Great Lakes will reach 5 degrees, while 15 degrees will predominate from the southern plains up to the Ohio Valley. The West. The most active weather region this weekend will be across the West. A major winter storm will be present across parts of California and Nevada. The Lake Tahoe area will be hit hard by the storm. A cold rain will fall in central and southern California. The rain may be accompanied by thunder at times. Snow levels will drop by Sunday over Southern California, and highways, like the Grapevine, will likely see snow. Significant snow will also fall over parts of western Wyoming and Montana. Rains will fall across the Great Basin, and locations like Salt Lake City will see the rain change to snow on Saturday night. Saturday will be dry across the desert southwest, but winds will be on the increase. The temperature ranges from 0 degrees, the lowest, to 4 degrees, the highest. Okay, let's look at the Northeast. The Pacific Northeast will see a cold and unsettled weekend. Snow showers could fall in Seattle on Saturday night and Sunday. Rain and snow showers will also fall around Portland. It will also be quite windy across the upstate New York and New England. High temperatures on Saturday will range from 0 degrees over far northern sections of the region to around 15 degrees in the Baltimore-Washington area.
Listen again and check your answers.
Okay, let's look at the south of the USA. The south will see plenty of sunshine and very mild temperatures right through the coming weekend. Saturday will be great for college football games, with the average temperature of 20s from Texas to the Georgia coast. Virginia and North Carolina will see sunshine, but mostly 15 degrees, while much of central and southern Florida will reach 25 degrees. Okay, let's look at the Midwest. Much of the Midwest will be dry on Saturday. The exception will be from northern Minnesota to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, where snow showers will fall. High temperatures will only reach 10 degrees over parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. The lower Great Lakes will reach 5 degrees, while 15 degrees will predominate from the southern plains up to the Ohio Valley. The West. The most active weather region this weekend will be across the West. A major winter storm will be present across parts of California and Nevada. The Lake Tahoe area will be hit hard by the storm. A cold rain will fall in central and southern California. The rain may be accompanied by thunder at times. Snow levels will drop by Sunday over Southern California, and highways, like the Grapevine, will likely see snow. Significant snow will also fall over parts of western Wyoming and Montana. Rains will fall across the Great Basin, and locations like Salt Lake City will see the rain change to snow on Saturday night. Saturday will be dry across the desert southwest, but winds will be on the increase. The temperature ranges from 0 degrees, the lowest, to 4 degrees, the highest. Okay, let's look at the northeast. The Pacific Northeast will see a cold and unsettled weekend. Snow showers could fall in Seattle on Saturday night and Sunday. Rain and snow showers will also fall around Portland. It will also be quite windy across the upstate New York and New England. High temperatures on Saturday will range from 0 degrees over far northern sections of the region to around 15 degrees in the Baltimore-Washington area.
This is the end of Task 1. Turn to Task 2. Task 2. You're going to hear a talk about stereotypes. You will hear it twice. Read the sentences below. While you listen, complete the sentences. Write no more than 4 words in each gap. An example, 0, has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to read the sentences.
You're probably curious about how people in the UK live. There are a lot of stereotypes, but they're not all true. When I first came here, I thought it would rain almost every day, and people will talk and complain about it all the time. Well, you will very quickly find out that the weather is a very important and much discussed topic in the UK, but it will not seem so surprising when you actually come here and see how often it changes. I have a friend who jokes sometimes that if you don't like the weather now, you should just wait 10 minutes and try again, it's bound to change. It can be wet a lot of the time, but it doesn't rain as often as they say. We do get a lot of sunny days too. But regardless of the weather, you can see a lot of people in the streets who are, let's say, not dressed according to the so-called normal weather rules. I often look at them and think to myself, aren't they cold? I soon understood that Brits dress to please themselves and to show their independence of fashion, weather, or social convention. And to be honest, it's a nice change, not having to worry about colour combinations, sizes, or styles, so you can allow yourself to wear whatever you feel like. The rainy weather might be a myth, but British politeness definitely is not. They would say sorry even if somebody else pushed them on the street. Together with sorry, the words please and thank you are very important too. They show that you're thoughtful or considerate. British would never tell you to do something. Instead, they would suggest it. They would say something like, I believe it would be brilliant if you do this. Or your lecturer might say, it will be very beneficial for you to do that. Which doesn't really sound like a request, but it is one indeed. If they ever seem cold, it's probably because they don't want to appear as uninformed or to offend you. Their embarrassment can come across as lack of interest, but that's not the case at all. Therefore, it is up to you to sometimes take the initiative and talk to them, as they appreciate socializing with international students and learning about different cultures as much as any other nationality, really. Coventry University has a host program, which gives you the opportunity to visit a British family for a weekend or a couple of days over Christmas. That way you can really see British culture.
Listen again and check your answers.
You're probably curious about how people in the UK live. There are a lot of stereotypes, but they're not all true. When I first came here, I thought it would rain almost every day, and people will talk and complain about it all the time. Well, you will very quickly find out that the weather is a very important and much discussed topic in the UK, but it will not seem so surprising when you actually come here and see how often it changes. I have a friend who jokes sometimes that if you don't like the weather now, you should just wait 10 minutes and try again, it's bound to change. It can be wet a lot of the time, but it doesn't rain as often as they say. We do get a lot of sunny days too. But regardless of the weather, you can see a lot of people in the streets who are, let's say, not dressed according to the so-called normal weather rules. I often look at them and think to myself, aren't they cold? I soon understood that Brits dress to please themselves and to show their independence of fashion, weather, or social convention. And to be honest, it's a nice change, not having to worry about colour combinations, sizes, or styles. So you can allow yourself to wear whatever you feel like. The rainy weather might be a myth, but British politeness definitely is not. They would say sorry even if somebody else pushed them on the street. Together with sorry, the words please and thank you are very important too. They show that you're thoughtful and considerate. British would never tell you to do something. Instead, they would suggest it. They would say something like, I believe it would be brilliant if you do this. Or your lecturer might say, it will be very beneficial for you to do that. Which doesn't really sound like a request, but it is one indeed. If they ever seem cold, it's probably because they don't want to appear as uninformed or to offend you. Their embarrassment can come across as lack of interest, but that's not the case at all. Therefore, it is up to you to sometimes take the initiative and talk to them, as they appreciate socializing with international students and learning about different cultures as much as any other nationality, really. Coventry University has a host program, which gives you the opportunity to visit a British family for a weekend or a couple of days over Christmas. That way you can really see British culture.
This is the end of the listening paper. Now turn to the reading paper.